the Purple Project Podcast.
K-State Nation, welcome back to another edition of the PPPD edition of the podcast. Eddie Greer, the third host of the Purple Project Podcast. Daily edition, we're back after a few days off, including yesterday was Independence Day, July 4th, and today, late afternoon on this Tuesday afternoon, huge day for K-State, July 5th, 2022. A lot more to come on that. Obviously, big day for K-State football. Big celebration later tonight. Me and Alex get together. This first of two Pro Project Podcast weekly episodes. So I'm not going to go into deep much detail because I'm going to save that for the podcast, obviously. But first off, before I get into today's daily, I have never, and I'll probably say this again later on in the recording tonight, I have never stayed on course with K-State recruiting more so than this past, several months of the podcast, since I started the podcast a couple years ago. That's saying a lot for the Chris Klieman coaching staff, everyone involved with this coaching staff. Man, they laid it down. And now you can continue to bring on those pocket aces to K-State with the move, obviously, of Avery Johnson committing officially a couple hours ago to K-State. So a lot more on that on the emergency, a.k.a. emergency podcast coming up. That will be coming out tomorrow afternoon sometime-ish, but expect that to be out. That's going to be episode, I believe that's 107 or 106 of the podcast. Now they're starting to really blend together now. But two weeklies coming out, and of course we'll have our normal edition, which is going to include the preview positions. So it really, tonight's podcast, well, when you listen to this tomorrow, really ties into what me and Alex talked about on this recent edition of the podcast on the quarterback situation. So, boy, this does the news today. Definitely, for sure, 100% changes the entire complexion of K-State football, including the quarterback position, for sure. Meanwhile, track and field, we went down last week. Shaisha Ray, national champion in the 200-400 meter at the Cayman Island Championships last week. As I get into my other tab here on my computer, folks, obviously, I've talked to her multiple times on the podcast here. Won the national championships in those events there at the Cayman Islands National Championships last week. Ray, along with several other Wildcats who competed in international competitions last week, including the national championships for the Bahamas, Trinidad, Tobago, and Jamaica. Ray, Shaisha Ray, who represented the Cayman Islands at the 2020 Tokyo Olympic Games, won the 400-meter competition by more than 7 seconds over second-place finisher Jaden Francis with a time of 53 low. She then defeated Elena Anderson. I'm not going to butcher her name, but we're going to roll with that. By 2 seconds in the 200 meters with a time of 23.5 with that as well. And Ray, it just turned a senior, actually. She just completed her junior year there, which she advanced in the NCAA Outdoor Championships recently in the 400-meter hurdles, where she finished outside the top 20, 23rd in the semifinal with a time of 52.9 there as well. Ray now has qualified now officially for the Commonwealth Games, which will run next month in Birmingham, England. Whoa. Dang, girl, okay. Birmingham, England, Tuesday through Sunday, the Commonwealth Games will take place in Birmingham, England, August 2nd through the 7th as well. And this actually might include a couple of the young gunners for K-State in the track and field team, which include Antonio Hansen, senior Ruri Najaho, sophomore Rihanna Phillips, fifth-year senior Tayshia Price, and freshman Felicia Williams. Recently also competed at the Jamaican Association of Athletics Associations National Senior and Junior Championships at the National Stadium in Kingston there as well. Former K-State Wildcat Kimberly Williamson opened the JJAA's Senior Championships by winning the women's high jump title with a mark of 6.2. This was back a couple weeks ago. Williamson won the national title in the event with the same mark at the 2016 NCAA Outdoor Championships there as well. Antonio Hanson advanced to the semifinals in the 400 in the men's 400 after posting a time of 46 low. That actually was outside the top inside the top 15, 14th in the preliminaries. This was back last week, obviously, as well. And he capped his outdoor season, obviously, earning a spot in the NCAA West preliminaries, finishing just into the top 25 overall with a time of 46.5 there as well. Phipps finished fourth in a women's triple jump with a mark of 42.3.5 there as well. Williams edged Price on attempts in a women's long jump there as well. I know I'm bouncing all over the place now with that. Rising star, again, Kyle Gale, who is now a junior, was a part of the men's 4x4 relay, who competed in the NGC-NAAATT Open Championships. Again, this was at Trinidad Tobago a couple weeks ago. He, along with Rasheem Griffith, Miguel Nicholas, and Jonathan Jones, defeated the Trinidad squad in the 4x4, 17 seconds with a time of 304.27 there as well. And of course, one more individual note here. Fifth-year senior Kyle Alcine recently competed in the Bahamas Association of Athletics Association's National Senior and Junior Championships at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium in the South, where he finished third in the men's high jump competition as well. Boy, a lot of things going on recently with the K-State track and field team. How are you going to follow them? Well, you can follow them for more information on the K-State track and field team and cross-country teams. Visit kstatesports.com for more information there as well. And make sure you follow the Twitter handle and Facebook pages as well for that as well. So, wow. Little did I know, these folks, these K-State track and field guys and girls, continue to work on their craft, especially in the offseason, competing outside the United States, and they're putting down some good results as well. Congratulations to all, especially Shaisha Ray, national champion of the 240 meters in the sprinting game. And of course, one more shout out to TJ Shankar, bringing it home again. Won recently national champion in the high jump for High Jump U here in Manhattan, Kansas, as well. Man, I said a mouthful here as well, but this is what this podcast is all about. You want to know a little bit more, in the know about more sports outside of K-State football and basketball? The Pearl Project Podcast, do it as well, which, by the way, find it wherever you get your podcast as well, whether that's we're on Spotify, iTunes, Odyssey, and a few more podcast platforms as well. So that's going to do it on this jam-packed track and field edition on this Tuesday edition of the Triple PD weekly, and not a weekly, daily edition of podcast. Woo! This was a hot one. We got another hot one in store for you as me and Alex, my co-host of the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition, we'll get together tonight and we'll continue to celebrate huge news of the Avery Johnson announcement. Plus, K-State hit another home run recently yesterday with the Joe Johnson commitment. I believe it was Joe Johnson. Joe Johnson, recent commit, K-State running back, who coming out of Florida. So, right now, everything, all the momentum has shifted gears. And sorry, KU, you got more bad news coming to you on that front as well. So, Dylan Edwards leading the campaign, getting more guys over here. He's not the only one. As soon as, you know, recent commitments to K-State happen, you see these other guys who commit to K-State continue to encourage others to follow them as well. So this is going to be a lit class, man. I tell you, 2023, I know there's a lot of excitement around here, including yours truly, about this upcoming fall, what could be in store for this football team. But the future is really, 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 really bright now. Not that it was before, but now it's really, really, really bright for this K-State football team now. And, the Big 12, I know we got four teams coming in here to the conference. And there's little chatter could be more than that with the recent rumblings of the Big Ten getting UCLA, UCLA, USC, UCLA. But K-State, though, taking a huge couple of big-time steps in the football game this past couple of months with the recruiting in. Can't be more proud coming from a K-State alum, that's for sure. The Pro Project Podcast Daily is rolling out on this Tuesday edition. Eddie Gritter, third, go Cats. Boy, stay tuned for a lot more. If you're new to this podcast, welcome on board. This is a perfect time. Just hit that subscribe button and join the Pro Project Podcast. Go Cats.